Abortion.
What is the effect on the embryo when it is aborted, and on the soul or the spirit substance?
The guide. This may come as a shock to many people with very different opinions on the subject, but the embryo does not contain the spirit. So actually, there is no effect on it. The spirit takes possession of the body only after the body is born and makes the first breath. That is when the spirit enters the body. An aborted embryo is the shell, the empty shell. Even though it moves, it is not moved by the spirit. The movement in the mother's body of the child is a reflex stimulus designed to prepare the infant's organs and to prevent them from stiffening. These are mechanical stimulations caused by the mother's organism, so the spirit cannot possibly be affected. If the spirit is drawn to this birth, and then the birth is aborted, the spirit will automatically be drawn into other channels. People who hold very tight opinions on the wrongness of such a thing may not agree with it, but this is, nevertheless, the way it is, as seen from the spiritual vantage point. Abortion can be according to the law, or it can be against the law, depending on attitude and motive. But by the same token, giving birth when circumstances are not right, when the inner attitude is not right, can be more against the law than abortion. It can be irresponsible and selfish. The time limit is merely a medically determined factor, since the spirit of the child is not in the body. However, the spirit of the child may often be around the mother previous to birth. When this is the case and when not, again, depend on whether this birth is spiritually desirable and right, whether the birth is a planned one according to previous arrangements and contract. These considerations also determine the state of development of the incoming soul. The effect of the abortion on the woman can again be determined by a number of factors. If she is very influenced by society's taboos, she will feel guilty. If the abortion was the result of not fulfilling her spiritual contract with a soul, due to not having sufficiently developed in order to be a really good mother on the deeper levels, then she will feel guilty and confused. Perhaps confused because, in view of her own halted development, it was better not to give birth. But she may think only in terms of either or in regard to birth versus abortion without considering the deeper aspects. There is really no bad effect on the infant's soul because even if the original mother has failed her contract with the infant's soul, the infant will be led to another mother who will fulfill the conditions this soul needs in order to live its life in accordance with its developmental needs. I would just like to add one more thing here. There was a reason why mankind for such a long time negated abortion and considered it sinful and made procreation a predominant factor in life. It was not just ignorance and misconceptions, although that is, of course, so, but there is also an inner meaning and purpose to almost all distortions. I have said this in connection with other topics. The distortion always fulfills an inner important purpose. In this case, it was that many souls needed to enter the physical level of existence in order to grow and fulfill their tasks. The doors to physical life had to be opened. Since mankind was unable to understand the total picture, having no concept of incarnation and the ongoing chain of development of individuals and of mankind as a whole, the only way the spiritual necessity could filter through man's consciousness was in this distorted form. It is sinful and bad to abort. Hence, birth control was unknown until fairly recently. The spiritual needs have changed quite considerably in the last several decades. Now, it is important that birth be kept down and facilitated only when more highly evolved spirits can enter the sphere. This can be when the parents are deeply aware of what is demanded in the task of parenthood and provide the environment necessary for the growing individual.